And he took the cup. And he drank the dregs of it. And so he was the sent one. That's what the Father sent him to do. And that he taught us to pray. Not my will, but thine be done. For thine is the power and the glory. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. And so the kingdom is the God, is God's. The world is God's. The universe is God's. And he's a God of great glory and majesty. And he would be honored and glorified by his creatures. But seeing that sin has come in now, man is more concerned with himself instead of with glorifying God. So we have all come short. To come short is not to meet the goal. You know, if you run in a race and come short, you don't finish. And you don't get the prize. And whatever you do, we've come short of the glory of God. But now there is one that has come and has fulfilled the law. He didn't come short. He fulfilled it in every jot and in every tittle. And in by faith then, he is our righteousness. That is, in our conscience, as far as the eternal decree is concerned, God, he was from the foundation of the world, that righteousness. But it was in time that it was manifested. He used that word here. Now, the righteousness of God is manifested, being witnessed to by the law and by the prophets. And so the prophets before the law and during the law prophesied about the righteousness of God that would come. And when he come, then the Holy Spirit was given to the church on the day of Pentecost, and men began to preach, and men and women began to believe. And from that time on, we have the church, the called out ones that are commanded then to take up your cross and to be baptized in water and to follow on to know the Lord, to grow in grace in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you read the Apostles' Prayer, it's amazing. What he prayed for continually was that the churches, that they might know what is the riches of his grace and the fullness of the grace that's given us in Christ, that we might grow in knowledge and know the height and the width and the depth and the breadth of what God has given us in him, not only in this world, but in the worlds to come. And so Christ then is our propitiation. And he is not just for the Jews, but he's for believers among the Jews and among the Gentiles. To all that believeth, then, he is unto them and upon them the righteousness of God. And this is the, I've already took too much time here, but Christ is that propitiation. And it's by his righteousness and proclaiming him as our Savior and as our atoning Lamb that we have this privilege this morning of approaching God and worshiping him and having fellowship with him. He is, God has freely bestowed his grace upon us, and that's the way he did it, by making Christ our propitiation. May God bless his word. Too much time that you can. I guess we have stopped at 12.
I've enjoyed what I've heard. And I don't know. I feel like that I might be better to excuse myself. I'm going to tell you why. The brother has covered a whole lot of the things that's on my mind. And I don't want to get into things and go over what he's already preached to you. Not that I would in any wise think that I could make it better, I can't. But as I, a burden has been upon me for some while, and this morning also, to bring a message of justification to the children of God. A justification is laid down in the words of the scriptures, that where that we have been able to read and study in true prayer that God revealeth unto us the mystery of this kingdom. I read in the scriptures that Paul's writing, an apostle that was sent unto the Gentiles to turn them from darkness unto light, concerning predestination, to all them that he did predestinate, he also ordained unto eternal life. And to those, now ordained, what the word ordained means, to set apart. To all that he did predestinate, he has set apart unto eternal life. And to those that he has ordained unto eternal life, or set apart unto eternal life, he has called, is calling, or will call. I read in the book of Hebrews, it's written in this wise, that he is the author, speaking of the Lord from heaven, he is the author of eternal life to all them that obey his commandments, or keep his law, law of righteousness. I want to read to you, and I'm going to try to be just as short as possible. And the brother was in the Roman letter, and this is also in the Roman letter, but it's in the 5th chapter. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So it is through faith that we have access unto him. Well, how do we have access? We have access by prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't have to come before man priest to offer up sacrifices of the bloods of bulls and goats. We have a greater high priest, unchangeable priest. And this man Jesus Christ, he come in the similitude of Melchizedek, who was without mother or without father, even without beginning or without end. And he is our great high priest, unchangeable. And he is, after his crucifixion, rose victorious conqueror over death, hell, and the grave, and is now risen, seated on the right hand of the throne of glory, as our great high priest, or our intercessor, making intercessions daily for us, for our many misdeeds and our errors that we do so easily partake of in our weakness of our flesh and our carnality. But I've already told you that them he ordained, he also called. The scriptures tell us who the church is and where the church is at. To them he called them out as a peculiar and particular people, and set them aside unto righteousness. But it says, he also, to them he called, he also justified. To them he justified, he also sanctified. And to those he sanctified, he also glorified. Well, the brothers done brought you the message of justification, but now, to those he justified, he also sanctified. Sanctified means to be made righteous. And so the sanctification that the scriptures teaches us, that we are made righteous in Christ Jesus. Our sanctification is in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. It's not in this flesh. But we have a religious people that's walking on this earth, claims to have the flesh is sanctified. The flesh is holy and without sin, but they are yet in darkness and know what they speak, because they have not been given the revelation of Jesus Christ into the mystery, the deep mysteries of this kingdom that is so wonderfully proclaimed here. And it says, to those he sanctified, he also glorified. Well, we don't believe we've been glorified yet. We're glorified in Christ Jesus. But we are not glorified in the flesh because we're yet sinners, walking in the flesh as sinners. But thanks be unto God, when he has taken us out of this world and let us sleep for a while, and on that beautiful morning of the resurrection, when he comes in the clouds of glory with the 10,000 of his angels, he shall speak to them that sleepeth, and they that are yet shall not hinder them that are asleep. But we shall be changed in a moment or twinkling of an eye, and we'll all be caught up together to meet him in the midway air. We that yet remain at that coming of him will be caught up together, them with his sleep. They'll be called forth. And when he says he come with the 10,000 of the angels and the clouds of glory, I'm bound to believe by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the revelation of Jesus Christ, that those angels under consideration is none other than spirits of them that are sleeping in the grave. To that spirit to be reunited with that body. But that body won't come forth as it was laid there. It was laid there as a corrupt body, but it'll come forth incorruptible. It is laid there in weakness. It'll come forth in great power. It'll be an incorruptible body. Then is when we'll be put on to glory. We'll be glorified. And we'll meet him in the midway air to ever be with him. My brethren and sisters, then in that glorified body, we'll be able to see the God in heaven, the Father, together in the Son, and to see the Father in the face to face. My brethren and sisters, I believe that was everything in me. I believe that the scriptures bear that out. My brethren, let me tell you that we don't know the heaven that we are. Sometimes in the carnality of our flesh, other religions, they speak of a heavenly city, that the streets were paved with gold, and the palaces there is with all the beautiful types of stones. My brethren and sisters, that we don't have no scripture to bear that out. For let me tell you something, heaven is wherever God is, that you are with him and have a rest and peace in him. That's a heavenly place. For he, now, as we assemble together, as we have this morning, he has quickened us by the Holy Spirit and made us sit together in heavenly places. I've sat in heavenly places numerous times. So have you. A heavenly place is a place that you're carried away from the cares of this world, that your mind is placed upon heaven and heavenly things, and you have a peace with him. My brothers and sisters, that your rest is in him. Oh, and how other things that my mind is going. I could maybe stand here for a good while, but I'm not, for I want to be very quick. And so, and it goes on, and I'm going to, maybe I just better read it all. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience a hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. My brothers and sisters, and so the Holy Ghost is given unto us through the mercy, the love of God in heaven. The Holy Ghost is none other than the third person of God. My brethren, that we so often make mention that Jesus Christ dwelleth in us, the hope of glory, that he does in one sense. But it's the Holy Ghost in us, given to us freely. But the Holy Ghost, God the Son, God the Father is one. There's a three in one. But we must distinguish between the three characters of them. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ, the Son, is ascended into the heavens and seated on the right hand of the throne of glory. But the Holy Ghost is freely given to us, dwelleth in us, my brothers and sisters. And through that power, we have the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe. Let me go back a little over there into the Gospel of John. The teacher John was teaching, says that he, speaking of the man Jesus Christ, he came into his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as received him, gave he them power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe upon his name. My brethren and sisters, only way that you can receive this man Jesus Christ is through faith, which cometh by hearing. My brethren and sisters, it is also a gift of God, for you cannot pick up faith of yourself. It must come by the will and the purpose of God, and we are enabled to grow in grace through that faith, through the hearing of my brethren and sisters. It says, how can you hear without a preacher, and how can you preach except ye be sent? My brethren and sent, a sent of God from heaven, for he is the only one can reveal and to teach a man to preach the gospel. For it cometh not by the will of man, nor the teaching of man, nor the learning of man, but it cometh by the power of God, according to his own mercy, in his own holy and divine grace, my brethren and sisters. And therefore, no wonder you read over there, by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, it is gift of God. And so, grace without faith meaneth nothing, and it has no effect upon you. No wonder that other James over there in the book, it just says, one says, and I have works, and another says, I have faith, and he says, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. My brethren and sisters, a faith without works is dead, it's empty, it's alone, it's dead, it's nothing. My brethren and sisters, and let us go on, for we are the children of Abraham, for Abraham is that we are the father of faith. My brethren and sisters, and why do I say that? Abraham, it was counted unto him for righteousness, and he was justified when he had offered up his son Isaac yonder on the mountain. My brethren and sisters, he was justified through faith. My brethren and sisters, by the works of faith are we justified, my brethren and sisters. And so we go, there's two justifications in one sense of the word. We are justified freely through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, through the shedding of his blood, my brethren and sisters. That is a justification unto salvation, unto the eternal life, my brethren and sisters. And but there's another justification, and it is through the works of faith. And faith, what is faith? Their faith is a power to receive the Lord God from heaven as your Lord and your Savior, and to receive him as your Lord and Savior. You can come completely willing that his will be done and not ours, my brethren and sisters. And through the faith in receiving him, you become a willing subject. You're willing, more than willing, to be obedient unto every will of God. And you're enabled by that power to become the sons of God, to walk in obedience to his holy and divine laws. That's the only way you can, is through the power the Holy Spirit has given unto us. I'm going to close right there. There's much more that I would love to say, but I want to be hasty, and I don't want to be boring. And I cannot enlarge upon what your brothers already went forth, but I'm thankful to God this morning our mind is running together in the justification and the sanctification of the church. My brothers and sisters, the church is a peculiar and particular people that God has called out and set apart, set them aside. They have departed from this world. They're yet living in the world, but they're not part of it. No wonder Jesus says, I pray not for the world, but I pray for those that the Father has given me out of the world. Oh, how wonderful it is, this God of eternal glory, that he was able, through his love and his mercy, eternal and divine grace,
bestow a salvation upon a people that was dead, a walking in darkness, to bring them unto a condemnation through a law that was planted in their heart, that they might through that condemnation be made to come into repentance, that they would crucify the flesh unto death, my brethren, to be lifted up in a newness of life, to walk in Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And no wonder I make it mentioned so many times, wherever I go, that the scripture says, let your light so shine that others should see your good works and glorify God in heaven. Now, we don't have no light of ourselves, but what it's talking about, let Jesus Christ, who is the light of all men, shine in you, and others might see him in you and glorify God in heaven. May the Lord of glory bless you. Keep it, my prayer.
Amen.
Enjoy
that.
Be with you.
So you want to publish the doors open? The church?
Yes,
you
want to publish the doors of the church open? Yeah. I might make one now. With the rain folks that brought out lunch here after the day, it's all back there. We invite every, each and every one of them to stay and have lunch with us.
Did you have a hymn that you wanted to sing in particular? Number what?
Page
100. And we publish the doors of the church open. If there's one or more here this morning that would love to make a public profession of their faith and join the church that our Lord has set up and call for baptism, well, you'll have that privilege while we're assembled together. The brother mine and mine was running right together, and they both centered in justification, you might say. And so we have justification by the blood of Jesus before the judgment bar of God. We have justification by faith in our conscience, and we have justification by works before our neighbor. James says that faith without works is dead. So you can see, brethren, we are justified by works. So if you would love to be left to be justified by faith and by works this morning, well, then we'll give you the privilege of proclaiming publicly your faith in Christ and calling for baptism, and you'll be justified by faith and by works, having peace with God and a clear conscience towards God. Sing, brethren, when you're ready.
Leave your life.
Brother Robert said he'd come home. Brother Robert said he'd come out of the farm. And he seemed to appreciate the spirit coming. He said, I'll come. He appreciate it. Come back and see
you. I'm saying Brother Robert Smith can have company. Said he appreciate anybody come by and see him.
That's what he told with Kevin.
He wanted to pass that word on to the church. Also, we were glad to have a van load of visitors, Brother Haney, Brother Smith, and Brother Haynes, and their wives all came visit with us last third Sunday. We certainly were glad to have them and enjoy the fellowship. We give you an invitation to come anytime you can. We'll be on the first Sunday and the third Sunday at Pine, my home church. Is any other announcements? If not, bow with us and we'll ask the Lord to dismiss us. Most kind and merciful Father, it's again that we humbly bow to thank thee, O Lord, for thy mercy and grace that thou bestowed upon us through Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's once again in his name that we desire thy fellowship and thy grace that we might glorify thee and be a little witness and a testimony of thy mercy and grace. We thank thee, Father, that thou lovest enough to spare not thine own Son, but deliver him up for us all. And we thank thee, our blessed Savior, that thou lovest enough that thou would go to the cross on our behalf, fulfill the law in every jot and tittle, and sit down on the right hand of the Father on high, now making intercession for us. Thou, our most holy Father, we thank and praise thee for thy wonderful grace and mercy, realizing that it's through the third person of the Trinity and the Holy Ghost that we are able to serve thee acceptably. So, our Father, we pray once again that we receive our thanksgiving and our praise in the name of Jesus. And as we take the parting hand, we pray that thou will go with each and every one of us as we go our several ways, be our light in darkness and our strength in weakness. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Y'all stay coming.